From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President hopes sports industry to contribute to economic growth. More than 1,000 personnel securing G20 Culture Ministers meeting in Magelang. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin expressed hope that the sports industry not only creates healthy lifestyles and outstanding athletes, but also contributes to economic growth. Amin conveyed the statement while inaugurating the opening of the 39th National Sports Day 2022 at Batakan Stadium, Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Friday. That's according to a press release received on Friday. Vice President Amin, who also serves as head of the Central Coordination Team of the Grand Design of National Sports, noted that the spirit of developing national sports must continue to be encouraged as it provides a sense of meaning in life, where sports are able to unite differences since they promote equality. Moreover, sports can build discipline, toughness, sportsmanship, and cooperation, all of which are useful in the lives of individuals, society, nations, and states. More than 1,000 joint personnel have been ready to secure the G20 Culture Ministers meeting at Borobudur Temple, Magelang District, Central Java on September 11 to the 14, 2022. G20 is an international forum comprising 19 countries and the European Union that work together to handle major issues. Indonesia is holding the presidency of the grouping this year. The commander of the Mobile Brigade Unit of the Central Java Regional Police, Senior Commissioner Yopi Indra Prasetya, remarked, "The joint personnel comprise personnel from the police, the Indonesian military, transportation office, the Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, fire department, and the Public Order Agency or Satpol PP." Prasetya, after the personnel briefing at the Dr. Hewan Supardi Mungkit Field on Saturday, said the series of meetings of the culture minister of G20 countries will start from Sunday, September 11 to Wednesday, September 14. The delegates are scheduled to start arriving in Magelang on Sunday. The last national news comes from the Indonesian government, which is aiming to achieve 90% detection of tuberculosis or TBC cases nationwide by 2024 through the improvement of disease surveillance strategies. That's according to Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin in a statement received by Antara on Saturday. While presenting his remarks during the 2022 Indonesia Tuberculosis International Meeting in Bali on Friday, he highlighted the importance of early detection and handling of patients with the infectious disease. Sadikin said, as the genome sequencing process is required to achieve earlier detection of the TBC bacteria variants, the government is planning to set up mobile genome sequencing installation as a pilot project. Now we move to the international news. As Britain prepares to stage its first state funeral in nearly six decades, security officials are planning what is expected to be the biggest policing and protective operation in UK history. Police are dusting off long-standing plans to keep safe attendees, including global political leaders and royalty, at Queen Elizabeth II's historic funeral, as well as the millions predicted to flock to London around the time of the event. The late Queen's state funeral will be falling in the heart of the capital in Westminster Abbey on September 19. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres on Saturday visited several areas of Pakistan ravaged by floods as he rounded off a two-day trip aimed at raising awareness of the disaster. Record monsoon rains and glacier melt in northern mountains have triggered floods that have killed more than 1,000 people, sweeping away houses, roads, railway tracks, bridges, livestock, and crops. Next, we have operations at the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine that have been fully stopped as a safety measure, Energoatom, the state agency in charge of the plant, said on Sunday. The plant is completely stopped after the agency disconnected the number 6 power unit from the grid at 3:41 a.m. Kyiv on Wednesday called for residents of Russian-occupied areas around the plant, Europe's largest, to evacuate for their own safety. Russia and Ukraine accused each other of shelling the nuclear plant, risking a nuclear disaster. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for the surrounding area to be demilitarized. We end the news with 5 people that are dead after a boat flipped over in waters off New Zealand's South Island on Saturday, with indications the vessel capsized after colliding with a whale. The boat, which had 11 people on board, mostly from a bird-watching group, overturned in calm water soon after 10 a.m. at Goose Bay, about 15 kilometers south of Kaikoura, according to local officials. A rescue operation that spent nearly 7 hours ended when a police dive squad recovered 5 bodies from inside the vessel. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of this week, entitled Indonesian President Joko Widodo Signs a Presidential Decree to Affirm Indonesia's Airspace Sovereignty. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed a presidential regulation concerning the ratification of the Flight Information Region Agreement between Indonesia and Singapore. According to the head of state, this agreement is a step forward for international recognition of Indonesia's airspace. In a virtual statement on Thursday, September 8, the president said Indonesia's airspace over the Riau and Natuna Islands has so far been managed by Singapore. With the signing of the agreement, Indonesia will increase the area of Jakarta Flight Information Region. He said this agreement was a step forward towards international recognition of Indonesia's airspace. In addition, it can also improve flight safety and security.
Sudah lama ruang udara kita yang berada di atas Kepulauan Riau dan Natuna dikelola oleh Singapura.
For a long time, our airspace above the Riau and Natuna Islands has been managed by Singapore. And thanks to the hard work of all parties, we have succeeded in returning the management of the airspace above the Riau and Natuna Islands to the Republic of Indonesia. And this increases the area of the Flight Information Region of Jakarta by almost 250,000 square kilometers. Thank God I have signed the presidential regulation ratifying the Indonesia and Singapore Flight Information Region Agreement. This agreement is a step forward for international recognition of Indonesia's airspace, which at the same time increases the guarantee of aviation safety and security and can increase non-state revenues. The president added that the signing of the presidential regulation concerning the ratification of the Flight Information Region approval is also a momentum for Indonesia to modernize aviation navigation equipment and develop Indonesian human resources. The regulation signed by President Joko Widodo is concerning ratification of the agreement between the Indonesian and Singaporean governments related to boundary adjustment between Jakarta and Singapore Flight Information Region. It was promulgated on September 5, 2022. Well, listener, that was Spotlight of this week from Voice of Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin today in story with the event of 11th of September 1945. Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, was established. Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, was founded on 11th of September 1945. It was officially established on 11th of September 1945 by prominent figures that previously were active in operating several Japanese radio stations in 6 cities. The meeting of 6 radio delegates at Adang Kadarusman's house on Jalan Menteng Dalam, Jakarta, resulted in the decision to establish Radio Republik Indonesia by electing Dr. Abdul Rahman Saleh as the first general leader of RRI. The meeting also resulted in a declaration known as the Charter of September 11, 1945, which contained 3 points of commitment to the duties and functions of RRI. Then it was later known as Tri Prasetya RRI. Finally, September 11th is commemorated as National Radio Day with its motto, Once on the Air, Forever on the Air. RRI still exists until now. Next event is that on 11th of September 2001, the Twin Towers in New York were attacked. On 11th of September 2001, 4 civilian jets were hijacked. The hijackers crashed the 2 planes to the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City and the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. When passengers attempted to take over the 4th plane, United Airlines Flight 93, the plane crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and failed to reach its target in Washington, D.C. According to investigation team reports, approximately 3,000 people died in the attack. 19 hijackers came from the Al-Qaeda organization.
We
We end today's story with the event of 11th of September 2012, the 18th National Sports Week was inaugurated. The 18th National Sports Week, or PON, was held in Pekanbaru, Riau, from September 11th to September 20th, 2012. Mascot of PON 18 Riau, Serindit Bird, which has the name Bujang Serindit, is a typical animal of Riau province. On the 9th of September 2011, the Riau provincial government also inaugurated the countdown timer monument for PON 18. The opening ceremony of the 18th National Sports Week was originally scheduled to be held on September 9, 2012. This date was chosen because it coincided with National Sports Day, which is usually commemorated on September 9. However, the implementation was postponed to September 11, 2012 due to an adjustment to the schedule of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who would officially open the 18th PON. And listener, that's today in history.
Salam sehat. Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia. I'm Park Tae-sung, Ambassador of Republic of Korea to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 77th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. Kolaborasi untuk Indonesia lebih kuat. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Terima kasih.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Juichi Yamada in Japan. He was listening to an English program on July 2022 through frequency 4750 kHz and on July 23rd through website voinews.id. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So, happy listening.
Baby, we both know, yes, we want it. Baby, together. It's time to create our dreams, let's make it. Don't give up, keep on trying, love. You got yours, a new roller skate. Baby, let's make it last. Try and try and try, keep on trying. Don't worry if the sun don't shine. Don't have to be afraid. Gonna do what you want. Don't be weak, you are strong. La 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 la. Don't have to be afraid. Gonna do what you want. Don't be weak, you are strong. Be strong and let your smile light up the sky. Some new roller skates. Baby, let's make it last. Try and try and try, keep on trying. Don't worry if the sun don't shine. Don't have to be afraid. Gotta do what you want. Don't be weak, you are strong. La 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 la. Don't have to be afraid. My light up the sky. You are strong. You are strong.
are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia entitled National Sports Day 2022, Basics for Achieving Success in the Olympics. The celebration of National Sports Day 2022 was officially opened at the Batakan Stadium, Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Friday with the theme Together Print Champion. The theme was carried in line with the spirit of the great design of national sports, which puts the target of sports development in the form of scoring champions on the world stage. Regarding the great design of national sports, which has been launched since 2021, signs of a change towards improving the coaching and achievements of athletes are starting to move in a positive direction. However, to realize this, a process and a change in the mindset of the authorities, stakeholders, and athletes are needed. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, in his official statement said, to realize the 39th National Sports Day theme this year, a spirit of cooperation, collaboration, and synergy is needed. Without this, if each party goes its own way, it will be difficult to score a champion. This refers to the great design of national sports, which states that 17 ministries or agencies, 34 provinces, and 517 regencies and cities must work together to produce top athletes who are able to bring the nation's name on the world stage. Meanwhile, the Dean of Faculty of Sports Science, State University of Semarang, Professor Tandio Rahayu, reminded again of changing the mindset of sports coaching in Indonesia. Currently, national sports development is starting to find its shape and is heading in the right direction, namely setting achievement targets at the Olympic Games and other world events. As a form of implementation of the great design of national sports, Professor Tandio Rahayu explained that 4 centers for coaching potential young athletes had been prepared. They are attached to universities that had a faculty of sports science, namely Jakarta State University, Semarang State University, Surabaya State University, and Indonesian Education University. According to him, starting on September 9, 2022, young athletes from leading sports, namely sports that have the potential to compete at the Olympic level in these 4 centers, will be fostered. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Manoj Kumar Bharti, Ambassador of the Republic of India to Indonesia. I would like to wish happy 77th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Kolaborasi untuk Indonesia kuat. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
VOI listener, now we'll reply to an email from Paul Jame in Australia who was listening to our broadcast in French. Hello sir, thank you for your reception on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to the French section. Please be patient for the reply. Now I'm gonna play you a beautiful song to brighten up your day. So, Mr. Paul Jame, here is the song and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Musik ini goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira.
have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
City in Central Java Province is not only known as the birthplace of the 7th President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, but also considered as a culinary paradise. In the city, a variety of dishes are ready to shake your tongue. One of them is cabuk rambak. The name cabuk rambak sounds strange. The spices and ingredients used are also extraordinary. Therefore, if going to Solo, you should taste this unique dish. Cabuk is related to sesame because the seasoning or sauce uses roasted sesame, while rambak itself means cowhide crackers. It's a little bit surprising because this cabuk rambak doesn't use crackers or rambak at all. In the past, when serving cabuk rambak, people in Solo might use rambak or crackers, but nowadays, the price of rambak is getting more expensive, so they use crackers made from rice called karak. Listener, if you order cabuk rambak, the seller will immediately take a banana leaf and fold it and then attach a stick to make a plate made of leaves called pincuk. Then the seller will take ketupat and split it into two and slice it thinly. Then the ketupat is given a seasoning made from sesame on the top. Although this sesame seasoning is a bit pale in color, when you enjoy it, it is very tasty. Besides, when serving this cabuk rambak, the seller adds 2 or 3 karak crackers. You don't have to look for a spoon or fork to eat this rambak, because the seller has stuck a stick on the top of one of the ketupat slices that can be used to eat this cabuk rambak. It is unique, isn't it? Making cabuk rambak is actually very simple. This savory seasoning is made from roasted sesame and grated young coconut. Then it is added with sliced lime leaves, garlic, candel nut, mashed kencur and ground pepper, salt and sugar, which are then added with water. Although it is simple to make, this rambak is already quite rare. If you want to enjoy this food, you have to go to certain places such as Gede Market in the morning until midday. Meanwhile, on Sunday or holidays, apart from the Gede Market, you can look for Cabuk Rambak around Manahan Stadium. Although Cabuk Rambak is a little bit hard to get, people who have enjoyed it want to enjoy it again and again. One portion of Cabuk Rambak is worth around 2,000 rupiah to 2,500 rupiah. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Assalamualaikum, listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Ahmad Azhar, Ambassador of the Islamic Republic of Iran to Indonesia. I would like to express happy 77th anniversary to Radio Republik Indonesia. Kolaborasi untuk Indonesia kuat. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Baby, you're irresistibly good. more irresistibly good.
You just listened to the third song from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
A team cooperation of Indonesian and Australian archaeologists has shocked the world again internationally. Previously, the world community had been surprised by a discovery of the world's oldest hunting painting at the Leang Bulu Sipong 4 site in South Sulawesi. Now, the researchers have discovered a skeleton that is believed to be evidence of the practice of amputation surgery at the Liang Tebo site in East Kalimantan. The human skeletons of Stone Age are estimated to be 31,000 years old. Fossils are 20,000 years old. It is older than previous bone amputations in France. This discovery was initially considered a common one. But upon further investigation, the skeleton discovered in 2020 holds a capable secret changing human knowledge about medicine. According to the researchers, the human skeleton was amputated by an expert using a stone scalpel, and it has detailed knowledge of anatomy, muscular system, blood vessels, and nerves to prevent fatal blood loss or infection. This discovery is highly rated important because it illustrates that at that time, Asian humans have been able to carry out complex medical practices related to part surgery bodies that are claimed to have only been discovered in modern times. The Liang Tebo site is a karst mountainous area. In addition to the discovery of the skeleton suspected to be amputated, archaeologists also invented cave paintings. The discovered skeletons are coded TB1 and they have an incomplete leg. Professors of the Center for Social and Cultural Research at the Griffith University, Queensland, Maxim Obert, says the discoveries are important because they encourage human knowledge of complex surgery and treatment. The discovery also refutes scientists' belief that early humans did not have the expertise to perform difficult procedures. Known in the Western world, amputations only became commonplace about 100 years ago because the risks were so high towards death. However, the discoveries in Liang Tebo, East Kalimantan have shown that there were medical advances in humans at that time, because no traces were found of infection of the bones of the skeleton as well as the growth of new bone in the affected area being amputated. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cinta sederhana. casa orang jahat, orang jahat.
Hello listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia. I am Jawal Mirzaev, Ambassador of the Republic of Azerbaijan for the Republic of Indonesia. I would like to say happy 77th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Kolaborasi untuk Indonesia kuat. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present you an Indonesian male singer, Firza. Firza started his career through a talent search on a national private television. On July 29, 2022, he released a single entitled Sandaran Hati. This song is presented in a slow rock nuance that spoils the ears. Firza's vocal voice, which has a strong character, goes along very well in bringing every lyric in this song. Sandaran Hati tells about a person who has someone that plays an important role because he is always there in her life. However, she doesn't realize that she always ignores his presence. Well, listener, here is the song by Firza entitled Sandaran Hati.
Tentang dirimu begitu dalamnya cintaku padamu. Kurasa ku jatuh hati meskipun kau takkan tahu. Setiap saat ku menunggu dirimu. Baru ku sadari cintaku ini bertepu sebelah tangan saja. Takkan ada lagi cinta akan tahu setiap saat. Lagi cinta yang lain.
baru ku sadari cintaku.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
For some tacos, food was the only thing in my mind, oh, until I saw this one fine homie, head of toe, fresher than the dairy. I don't usually do this, but boy, you got me asking, como te llamas, what's your number, can I take you home to mama?
Do you mind, girl, if I keep it super real with you? Girl, I know you barely know me, and it might be difficult. I only want
love, I'm a big dub. Should I do this, should I do that? If I do this, will he be mad? From the moment I met you, I never could keep my cool. Got me melting like a little ice cube. Guess I don't need you, but I want you.
Do you mind, girl, if I keep it super real with you? Girl, I know you barely know me, and it might be difficult. I only want
I'm not afraid to
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai hou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.